Ladies and gentlemen, Giggles Comedy Club is proud to present Jim Gaffigan.
Thank you. Yay. I just do this for 40 minutes. Yay. Thank you. I've never heard of me either. Oh, he's very pale. I didn't know he was going to be so pale. He's the one who looks like a Mormon. What's that all about? Why is his shirt untucked? Oh, he's a fat guy. What's that? Is this all he does? I'm a little disappointed. I think he's getting paler. Is that possible? How about a round of applause for everyone that you've seen tonight, huh? Very funny. Very funny. It is good to be here. I guess I will open up. I'll tell a little bit about myself. I am from Afghanistan. That was the other cop. I'm actually from Korea. I wish I was Korean, you know, because then my interest in Asian women wouldn't be considered so creepy. He does look like one of those guys. Sad. I wish I was ethnic. I am nothing. Not even a little bit, you know? Because if you're Hispanic and you get angry, people are like, he's got a Latin temper. But if you're a regular white guy and you get mad, people are like, that guy's a dick. Stay away from him. He's a turd. You're a black guy walks the room, people think, Wesley Snipes, Samuel Jackson. I walk in, people are like, I gotta do my taxes. And I hate John Tesh.
John Tesh is a friend of mine.
I don't know if you can tell by looking at me, but both my parents were white.
I think one of them was a polar bear. He's a pale fella.
I'm the opposite of ethnic. Some people look Italian, I look anti-Semitic. It's not a good look. This isn't a look you want for the tour of the Holocaust Museum. He did it!
I didn't do anything.
I think because of the way I look, too, sometimes strangers will tell me racist jokes. Like, I'm supposed to get a kick out of it. I'm always like, hey, thanks for reminding me I look like Hitler's wet dream.
He slurred his words a little bit. I think he's drunk. He's definitely getting a little paler.
Reason I look like this is because my father was from Sweden and my mother was Elton John. He was a good mommy. I look like a 60-year-old gay man.
That's how you get the ladies.
People always do know someone that looks like me. They're always like, hey, I know someone that looks like you. I never know what to say. Well, tell them hi. Sure, they're a pain. Tell him to get Rogaine.
He is going bald.
I don't even recognize people when they look like me. I'm always like, who does that dork? Oh, shit. That's me.
That's sad.
It's the glasses, usually. You can't look that tough in glasses. Never see somebody push up their glasses and go, I'm gonna kick your ass. Oh, yes, I am. But first, I need to log on to this website.
My computer doesn't make that noise. He must be on dial-up. He looks like he'd be on dial-up. I don't even know what that means.
I do trust people with glasses, don't you? It's like, well, ask him, he's got glasses. But if you're wearing your glasses like this, get away from him! Would you ever take directions from someone that looks like this? Where you gotta go? Well, why don't we take my spaceship? I gotta pick up Santa Claus anyway. Hey, favor for favor, you got change for a booger?
A booger? I just ordered the nachos. Is he gonna leave his glasses like that? Oh, he's a weird bird. And I don't even call people birds.
The only advantage of wearing glasses is you can do that dramatic removal. You ever see that? My God. Holy Mother of God. I can't see a thing. I'm absolutely blind without these. It's probably why I wear them.
This guy's a douchebag.
You ever notice when people are thinking in movies, they're always chewing on the end of their glass? They say, if we give the alien a cold. You know what they're really thinking? It tastes like wax. I gotta get a Jolly Rancher.
Oh, that's probably a product placement. He probably gets paid by the rancher people. He looks like he eats a lot of candy. I don't know how someone could look that way.
People always want to try your glasses on, too. I have strangers come to me, hey, let me try on your glasses. That's rude. I don't go to people with hair pieces. Hey, let me try on your wig. Yeah, I feel like, let me sit in your wheelchair. Oh, oh. Wow, you are so crippled. Let me check out your respirator. Stop shaking. Well, now's no time for a nap.
Oh, someone died in that joke. I don't like it when they die in the joke. That's sad.
Glasses are expensive. People that sell glasses always seem to be a little pretentious to rationalize the cost. They're like, oh, what would you like your glasses to say? What would I like my glasses to say? How about I got a big one? Does Ray even say that?
I bet you he does have a big one. I didn't think that. Now I do. I didn't know he was going to be dirty. I could do without the filth. I didn't like that. That's sad.
I have horrible vision. You know you have poor vision when you catch yourself waving to a statue. Oh, hi, Jesus. How are you?
Just checking in.
And when you have poor vision, you'll just casually describe yourself as blind. You'll be like, I am so blind. I'm so blind. Yet you would never say this in front of an actual blind person. I am so blind. Not as blind as you. It's not all darkness. I'm still allowed to drive.
What if someone was legally blind? What if someone was illegally blind?
When did vision become a legal issue? Was there someone on Capitol Hill going, forget about gun control, we got bogus blind people to deal with. With their fake dogs and their rubber pencils. They're making a mockery of our blind population.
I can't understand what he's saying. It's very weird. He's pale.
You're kind of pale too. If you and I got married, we'd have invisible children.
But they'd be raised with sunscreen.
I'm glad summer's ending. Don't get me wrong, there's no boost to the ego quite like the one you get from putting sunscreen on the top of your head.
Oh yeah, ladies. Here I come.
What's that smell? That's SPF 45 on my cabeza.
That's disgusting.
Oh yeah.
That's weird.
I can't wear shorts. When I wear shorts, people are like, hey, I'm trying to eat here. You got those sausage legs.
That's weird.
All summer long, people come to me, hey, do you tan? Do I look like I tan? It's like approaching a homeless person. Hey, do you vacation in Europe? Are you a gold card member? Oh, that's awkward. I'm very pale. It's the first thing people notice about me. Yeah. I could be skipping down the street juggling dildos. They would still be like, look at how pale he is. That reminds me, we need milk.
Oh, that's sad.
People think you're unaware of it, too, when you're pale. They're like, oh, you're going to the beach? You should wear sunscreen. Oh, really? I've never been outside before. Should I wipe my ass with a rake?
Oh, that was crass. He did some crass jokes.
I'm also going bald, but I like to think balding is just God's way of saying, now let's see you get laid, huh? You were really white and blind before, now we're going to make you bald. Hey, Jesus, get down here. Look at this sack of shit struggle. Isn't that cute? He's grabbing pornography. Tomorrow, let's give him one long nose hair. Huh?
What? That's weird.